The next patient is Jenny Gibbs. The last name is G-I-B-B-S. First name, J-E-N-N-Y. Number one. This patient has a history of rectal carcinoma that was treated with surgery and radiation therapy. The patient developed radiation cystitis with profuse hematuria. Eventually, the patient was treated with an ileal conduit that she has in the right lower quadrant. Recently admitted to Lakeland Regional Medical Center because infection in the right thigh. Gram negatives were isolated. Pseudomonas was present, and the patient stayed in the hospital for about 3 weeks. During the hospital stay, the patient was taken to surgery, and a surgical debridement had to be done in the right thigh. There were several abscesses. It seems to me that was something like a compartment syndrome, a incision longitudinal were done, and the patient has been receiving the antibiotic therapy and the local care, a wound bag initially. The wound bag was discontinued a couple of weeks ago, and the patient now is going to the wound center with improvement of the condition, period. During the hospital stay, the abdominal CT was consistent with bilateral hydronephrosis, which is a complication associated to ileal conduits in the bowel, ureteral anastomosis, period. We have to deal with that situation once the patient gets stable. A recent laboratory workup shows that the serum creatinine is 1.38, that the BUN is 19, and the GFR is 41 mLs per minute. The patient has low saturation of iron at 20%. The B12 is 725. The vitamin D is 30. The hemoglobin is 9.1, and the hematocrit is 27.9. Here in the hospital stay, the patient was treated for hypertension. Period. Number two, the patient has anemia. This anemia is related to infection and iron deficiency and acute kidney injury that is recovering. Following number, arterial hypertension. It has been treated with several medications, including the administration of amlodipine, 5 milligrams once a day, clonidine 0.1 milligram twice a day, hydralazine 50 milligrams three times a day, lisinopril 20 milligrams on daily basis, metoprolol, 75 milligrams, 3 times per day, and bumetanide, 0.5 milligrams twice a day. The blood pressure today is 150 over 78. Period. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, following number, anal neoplasm malignant that was treated with surgery and radiation therapy. Following number, vitamin B12 deficiency on supplementation. Following number, radiation cystitis. Following number, bilateral hydronephrosis as discussed before. Reevaluation with laboratory workup in 4 weeks. This patient is going to need a referral to urology for the evaluation of the bilateral hydronephrosis. The patient was explained about the whole situation for the time being, and given the fact that she has been improving gradually, I am not going to make any changes in the medication. Reevaluation in 4 weeks. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 9 minutes.